This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Watch the green bat tumble.
Everyone all set, cocked, locked. Dr. Sheely, are you blissed?
You bet.
Dr. Sheely and I are blissed. Your dial is set correctly to USAPrepares.com. We're delighted you're here, broadcasting 2 hours from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. If you'd like to call Dr. Sheely, 866-582-9933. We'll pay for the call. 866-582-9933. John is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota. I'm Vin Fennelli. Dr. Sheely, is Dr. Sergey Sorin with us today as well?
Speak up, Ben. Speak up, Sergey.
Good morning.
Good morning, Dr. Sergey Sorin. You know, Dr. Sheely let me know that you and he and I are going to be at the meetup at Jimmy's Egg next Monday, the 23rd, 4:45 to 8 p.m. Is that on your schedule as well?
Oh, it's highly on my schedule, and I'm very excited. I think you and I, we have a lot more interest in common than just meets the eye, besides the health as well.
Great, great. I'm all excited about that. So, class, if you'd like to meet Dr. Norman Sheely, medical doctor, Dr. Sergey Sorin, medical doctor, that is Monday coming up, the 23rd, at Jimmy's Egg, 4:45 to 8 p.m. It's absolutely free. If you'd like to join us for dinner, you certainly may. It's Dutch treat. Everyone pays for his or her own meal. It's very affordable. If you'd just like to just join us and sit there, you may do that as well. No cell phones. No cell phones. And, well, I mean, okay, you can bring your cell phones, class. You can. It's just that we're all going to leave. And everybody else will be furious with you. So you might need the services of Dr. Sheely and Dr. Sorin if you bring your cell phone. Oh, geez. You know, I got a call from Miles this morning, Miles in Europe. And he asked me to talk about this poll that we are putting together. Ed in Florida, well, actually North Carolina now, is putting together a poll. And we'd like to know a couple things, very, very simple. We'd like to know what your first choice, second choice, third choice, and fourth choice of kits that we're going to be offering. Which one would you like first? Which one would you like right away? And here are some of the thoughts. A colloidal silver kit, a radiation detection kit, an LED lighting kit, or a tincture kit. What would you like to own first? What would you like to build first? That would be instructions plus materials in these kits, USAPrepares.com. And you'll find that as you go to USAPrepares on Friday. That poll will be there. So please let us know what your thoughts are, and we will help you with that as your first choice, okay? Dr. Sheely, Dr. Sorin, what is your thought on this transgender preference? Let me explain.
I have difficulty on the radio telling you what I really think, so I think I'll write off that tells you. I think it is the biggest bunch of crap that the narcissistic, psychopathic Muslim in the White House has ever introduced. Mm-hmm. Now, how do you really feel? I'm sure you've seen it on the internet because it's been rumored for several years. The real question is he married to a transgender?
Well, a lot of people would have no trouble believing that. Some people say they call the occupants of the White House, the four of them, they call them Barry for Barack Obama, Barry Satoru, Barry, Michael, for Michelle, and the rented children, Barry, Michael, and the rented children, because they believe exactly what you said.
Well, you know, frankly, I don't care if what people do sexually as long as they don't harm anyone. I do care if they try to force it on other people. Mm-hmm. And I believe that this is among the most obnoxious insult to personal privacy at a national level that has ever been thought about.
I can't imagine Ronald Reagan, you know, taking off his cowboy hat and saying, here's what we're going to do. Or John Fitzgerald Kennedy, or George Washington, or Thomas Jefferson. I can't imagine any of our earlier presidents pulling a stunt like this. Dr. Soren, what are your thoughts?
Oh, it's I tend to stand with Norman many things, and this is not really an exception. You know, freedom to choose or to be who you are or to be happy is absolutely, well, that's fundamental. But, you know, when you enter a public domain and it's, there's other people around and other other factors, it's no person is an island. It you know, like I said, I stand with Norm on this one.
Mm-hmm. I mentioned on the air earlier this week that if our son is with his lady friend and she chooses to use the ladies' restroom, and he would stand outside there just to make sure that she's safe. Or if Mrs. Finelli uses the restroom, he'll do the same thing, and so will I. And I mentioned on the air that if our son is standing, and I'm not talking about standing exactly right, you know, within earshot of the door, but, you know, just near enough to see what's going on and make sure that, you know, there's no commotion in there and everybody in our family is okay and safe and all that. But I mentioned that if our son is standing outside the door when his lady friend uses the ladies' room and some guy walks in, I'm 100% sure that our son will walk in there and he will break the nose of that guy walking in there. I'm 100% sure of it.
Vince, this reminds me, Norm, you sent an email just a while ago about the Tooth Fairy. Remember that one?
Right. Some man, supposedly, some man walked into a lady's restroom and the father went in and smashed his teeth out.
I think it was something, the email went something like this, that the person who went in, how was it phrased, the person who went in?
He said he was a woman.
And
so the father said, I'm the Tooth Fairy.
Brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. You know, just because a person decides to change his mind or her mind and prefers a different gender identity doesn't mean that the rest of us have to pay the price for that. And I'm certainly not willing to do it. And I'm afraid that I would have the same response that our son would have. And I'm sure it's both of our sons would do exactly the same thing. And
well,
you know, our children don't like picking fights. They don't do that. But they absolutely will defend our family. And it's an outrage. But I think it's also a distraction. I think it's a distraction to keep our mind off the bigger picture, like how they're going to steal the election from Donald Trump. I think that's a big thing.
Everything that the bastard does, and the bastard is the head of the evil empire for the moment, is to distract us from reality. Did you see the one about all the illegal so-called adolescents staying in fine resorts?
I saw the post about how he wants to give them jobs at
right.
the expense of the American taxpayers as well. Yeah, this is the path to working. So instead of giving the hard-working young people that were born here, we're going to give that to them instead. Yeah, another outrage. So this morning before...
There's quite a few things. I mean, speaking of another one, Norm, I know you mentioned your views on this one, and I think you and I agree as well. What about the Zika virus?
I think, you know, speaking from the experience with this, with government in general, I think a lot of it is trumped up artificial distraction. That's being kind.
Dr. Soren, what are your thoughts on that, on the Zika virus?
My take is, if you got something that has been around for decades, literally, and it's very mild side effect that tends to, actually, interestingly enough, if you dig deeper, the actual effects of the microcephaly and otherwise is probably related to the certain vaccine use in the region. Or in the regions, but again, you know, I think the noise generated by the Zika, you know, again at the expense of the economy and the expense of travel to beautiful places, is absolutely horrendous. It's question is, is the price that we're paying, and is the other things that we're that are being hidden from us while we're being distracted. Now that is the main issue. And that goes on throughout, and it's going on now. Terrible, absolutely terrible.
And what about the link that could be between getting the vaccination for the Zika virus and getting the Zika virus? There are those that, you know, I talk to a lot of people off the air, and there's a lot of rumblings and back channel chatter about the virus being the delivery mechanism for the Zika, I'm sorry, the vaccine as a delivery mechanism for the Zika virus.
Don't know about that one, Norm.
Yeah, I think there's just so much nonsense that I don't think any of us will ever know. Maybe 20 or 30 years from now, the truth will come out.
You know, I'll share something interesting. I grew up in the former Soviet, one of the republics.
Dr. Soren, hold that thought. We're going into a break. We're going into a break. Tell us that story when we come back. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. MiniCPAP.com now offers a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's called the Transcend Mini CPAP, and right now you can try it risk-free for 10 days by calling 1-800-945-9289. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. Call MiniCPAP.com now for your 10-day at-home trial. 1-800-945-9289. That's 1-800-945-9289.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Suffering from illness or disease?
Frequently in pain?
Overstressed?
Always tired?
The solution is to oxygenate your cells because
disease cannot survive in an oxygen-rich environment.
Introducing Vital Ion, the first mineralized edible oxygen in the world. Go to toolsforfreedom.com and get the Miracle of Oxygenation DVD free with any Vital Ion purchase. Call 800-770-8802. That's 800-770-8802. Let Vital Ion edible oxygen be your daily fountain of youth.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Soren, both the medical doctors and Dr. Soren, you're saying as we're going into the break that you're from the former Soviet Union, Belarus. Please continue that.
Yes, sir. I came to this country when I was about 12 years old, enough to see what's going on and to realize some of the background political and otherwise games. And it's interesting because the short of it is that everything that you would hear, absolutely everything, this was before what you would call perestroika, or before the, you know, before the breakdown of the structure and the creation of whatever is going on now. I'm not really keeping up, but it was an absolute horrendous lie. But you can tell the truth by assuming the opposite. So in a way, the government was really telling you everything that was going on. It's just that, you know, you would, if they said it was, if it was a yes, then the answer is a no, or vice versa. So, I mean, it was pretty simple. But I think here, in this environment, it's not as easy to tell which is what is true, what is not, and what is a fact, truly.
Mm-hmm.
It's very difficult for me. I'm not sure
you're absolutely
for anyone else.
Right. Back in the 1990s... I was listening to a local radio station about 1,000 watts in Virginia. We had a farm in Virginia. We also had a computer manufacturing factory and business in Virginia. And so I heard these two guys being interviewed, and they had just come to this country. They were visiting. They were entrepreneurs, and they were from what we're referring to as the former Soviet Union. And I called the radio station, and I mentioned this on the air previously, but I'd like to share this with you because it absolutely connects some dots. So I called the radio station and asked them if I could talk to these two gentlemen, and I wanted to take them to dinner in a local restaurant in our little hamlet. And I got him on the phone, and I invited him to dinner, and they said, sure. So Mrs. Finelli and I and these two men from, young men in their 30s from the former Soviet Union, and I were chatting. And so I said, so what did you hear about, you know, us? They said, oh, wow. We heard that, you know, we were taught in school that the United States was really a mess. If you had a cut, you were probably going to die because the medical facilities were so bad in the United States, and you would probably become septic and die. We had barely had running water. We had it in some places, but we hardly had electricity, and we were very, very backward. And I said, wow, that's what we were taught about you. That's what we were told. We were told that the former Soviet Union was a mess. Medical care was terrible. That people were living in poverty. The government was out to destroy the United States. They were our biggest enemy, and we had to look everywhere to make sure that they weren't attacking us. And if they sent their bombs over here, we were going to bomb them, and it was mutual assured destruction. But For the common person in the former Soviet Union, we were told that they were just living barely day to day. That's what we were taught, and they were taught the same thing about us. Isn't that interesting? Does that jive with what you just said?
Oh yeah, absolutely. Actually, the amount of lies and the amount of propaganda was horrendous. When I first set foot on the ground, it was just basically everything that has been indoctrinated had to be undone. Absolutely, pretty much everything. Now that's a big process. Mm-hmm. And they did a good job with the propaganda there. They really had professionals doing this. I'm not sure about here, but it really did a good job.
Well, we had the best people in propaganda that money could buy. There's no question about it here in the United States. So we've been lied to as well. And, you know, that brings to mind a post that I looked at yesterday, and it's from dailymail.co.uk. It says, no electricity, no antibiotics, no beds, no soap, a devastating look inside Venezuela's crisis has hit hospitals where 7 babies die a day, bleeding patients lie strewn on the floor, and doctors operate without tools. And it just shows absolute filth. Filth in the hospitals. Patients are covered with blood that, been injured. All kinds of debris and trash on the floor in the operating room. Hospital rooms are just... It looks like an inner city bombed out area. It absolutely is horrible. Can we talk about that when we come back?
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. you can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAprepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAprepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, we have overloaded our lines to call in and talk with Dr. Norman Shealy and Dr. Sergey Sorin. And that's because I think some of you may have the wrong phone number to listen. Many of you listen on the telephone lines. And by the way, I think we are about the third highest listened to on the telephone lines in on the network. That's what I've been told unofficially. So I think that's a problem. So here's the number. If you'd like to call us and be on the air, that's toll-free, 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. That's the call-in number to be on the air with Dr. Norman Shealy and Dr. Sergey Sorin. 9 to 11 a.m. Central Time. And if you'd like to listen, here is another listen line number that works really well. And I think it's our newest telephone listen line. We've had many of them over time, and this is the one that Genesis Communications Network would like you to use to listen to us. 605-562-4080. 605-562-4080. Telephone listen line. Repeat, 605-562-4080. Dr. Soren, I was mentioning that I read a post on the internet about Venezuela. And Venezuela used to be a great, great place to be. The economy was booming. Lots of oil was flowing. There was money going around, and things were just great. Well, since the oil prices have plummeted, everyday life has gotten extremely tough. There's rationing of electricity and food. And everything you can think of. And the medical centers are in crisis. And the reason I'm mentioning this is we think that everything is just great here in the United States. Well, here's a note that I got from CJ. She's one of our very loyal students. And she said to me in this note, "My brother-in-law has been hospitalized in Florida. The nurses there told..." I guess this would be his wife, that he was lucky to get a bed. There are waiting lists for beds and rooms in Florida, in this particular city. And she says, here's the kicker. The halls in the hospital were lined with hundreds of hospital beds. And when CJ asked why of the nurse said she didn't know and she doesn't ask questions. The nurse said she just does as she is told. Do you see this kind of thing happening in the United States as we spiral toward the abyss, as our economy continues to collapse further and further? Do you see this?
Yes. Yes, I do. The healthcare system, our healthcare system, is an, well, I guess I'll just, call a spade. Not the worst thing in the world, but given the resources we're putting into it, it's an absolute mess. It's terrible. Yes, absolutely. I work in the emergency rooms in addition to doing wellness work with Dr. Sheely. And very frequently, people actually stay in the emergency room, in the hallways, waiting for beds to come up, and the inefficiencies are terrible. Now, you know, speaking of the nurse who didn't want to know any, or get into any further details, just basically do her work, do her job, and do what she can, and then get out, and then be with her family, or whichever way, I understand that. There is a statement or saying that, you know, it's Norm, help me out on this one. It's a Franciscan saying of letting go of things that we cannot control, focusing on things that we can, and having the wisdom to know the difference.
Yeah, well, that's it. I mean, basically, because otherwise, if you allow yourself to really get involved in the fear that things are going to, you know, totally collapse, you could fall apart totally. And let's face it, it's not just the medical system. It's the financial system. It's the legal system. It's the political system. It's everything. To me, it's not a question of whether or not. The only question is timing and when. And I don't know, Ben, do you know P.T. O'Rourke, who wrote a book called Parliament of Whores?
I remember P.T. many, many years ago, but
yeah,
I never met him.
He wrote a number of books, but one of my favorite was Parliament of Whores, which was not about Parliament, but about Congress.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking of writing with Sergey one called Hippocrates Whores. Because to me, that's what the medical profession and system has become, a brothel.
I have asked, when my my mom was in the hospital, my dad was in the hospital, and our son at times, I've said, do you guys still take the Hippocratic Oath? I mean, do you really do that? Because that's not what I see. You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. We've got Kyle in Montana. Welcome, Kyle Harris, USA Prepares Instructor.
Good morning, gentlemen. I just couldn't help but weigh in on this because, you know, the hardest thing I think for people in this country, because to us it's reality, but the hardest thing for people to wrap their minds around is that this entire thing we live in is a construct. And like you, I was going to mention to Dr. Soren, if you think about this, the Patriot Act is not patriotic, it's totalitarian. The Affordable Care Act isn't affordable. People can't afford it. This is a construct designed for slavery, that's what I believe. And like Dr. Sheely was just saying, you know, everything, the financial system, all of it's been constructed to benefit the extremely wealthy and enslave the entire population of this country. And what Dr. Soren was saying about a nurse, I know a lady who is a nurse, and she got transferred. She's an ICU nurse, but she got transferred down one level just for the night because they really needed some help down there. And they had just put in some new machines that didn't even monitor AFib for people. And she was just floored. She thought, you know, these new machines, she says they're trying to work on it, but she was flabbergasted because these people that are in emergency situations, she was saying AFib is one of the arterial fibrillation. I don't know exactly how to pronounce that all, but I'm not a nurse, but anyway, or a doctor. But anyway, she said, you know, is one of the ways we lose people when they do, when their heart goes into AFib, and there's no monitor on that. So you just basically have to go person to person to person. And she was flabbergasted. Anyway, it's just that to me, the entire situation of, like Dr. Soren and Sheely were saying, that is a facade. And I think the sooner that people can wrap their mind around the fact that it is a facade, the more determined they will become to get ready for what's coming.
Kyle, I'd like to thank you for your contribution and your thoughts. And, you know, another facade that Norm and I absolutely agree on is that the term healthcare. Norm, please, go ahead.
You go ahead. You just awoke my clown.
Yes, I did. Well, okay. Well, is there a term that's maybe should be illness care or crisis care? Because in the healthcare system that we call the healthcare system right now, we are doing nothing but putting band-aids on things that we don't know how to deal with. I mean, I work in the emergency room, and there's one saving grace because we are good at, or we've gotten really good at taking care of acute medical conditions. If I see somebody with a broken arm, I can certainly stabilize it. Or if I see somebody with an acute heart attack, we can do what we can to limit the damage and get them to a higher level of care. But here's the thing. You've got how many billions, just countless number of people with chronic conditions that we are calling treatment, and all we're doing is putting Band-Aids and creating further damage by side effects and by creating dependent human beings who will not lift a finger to help themselves. Norm, do you want to weigh in on this a little bit?
You know, I've said it many, many, many times. We are, you know, reasonably good at acute care. Now, the problem with acute care, and I think you know a lot more about this than I do, is that the emergency rooms, and I suspect to some extent the walk-in clinics, but especially the emergency rooms of hospitals, actually could do an even better job with acute care if they weren't filled with non-critical, non-acute drug seekers. In other words, because of the epidemic of Hippocratic whores prescribing narcotics wholesale. We have people who come to the mess room demanding their narcotics when they really shouldn't be there or anywhere else on narcotics.
Yes. You are so right. I mean, you know, the terrible thing that is happening is that actually there are those who are in with real pain, with real conditions, but we have gotten so accustomed to those seeking drugs or to those who are basically or to the chronic pain and to narcotic use and abuse that we actually give too much to those who should not get it, and we give not enough to those who really should. And that is it's just wrong.
Well, you think Dr. about that, gentlemen. That's done, and it's paid for by the government. So, I mean, it's a construct.
Well, I mean,
Kyle Harris,
is evil at all levels. Tell me one thing that you think the government does well.
Can't be done.
The vaccine.
Kyle Harris, did you have anything else?
No, thanks, Vince.
Hey, thanks so much, Kyle Harris. We'll be right back. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill. Only at slingbow.com. So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Do you have dry hands or itchy, peeling skin? Are your cracked feet in need of a makeover for sandal season? Hi, my name is Diane Cook, the creator of B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream. B-Spa is all natural, 16% beeswax, marigold extract, and other essential oils and nutrients. B-Spa is great for exceptionally dry hands and feet, but B-Spa can be used anywhere on the body. I am sure you will see a difference overnight. B-Spa is the only cream you will ever need. The convenient 2.5-ounce size jar travels nicely and a little goes a long way. B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream costs $29.99. Use promotion code 101 for free shipping. Order B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream today at bespa.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Flash today.
God, you're
take my
when you go to the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Several months ago, I raced down the highway, down the interstate, with my mother, who was in her 90s. And she was really feeling ill. She was shaking. She was vomiting. And her legs were shaking. I called Dr. Shuley at home. He advised me what to do. And so we immediately put my mom in the car. I was driving. My son was taking care of my mom in the back seat. And she was really, really sick. And she had sepsis. And so we raced her to the emergency room. at St. John's in Springfield, Missouri, because that's where her insurance is applicable. And I raced into my son got her in the wheelchair. I raced in to talk to the emergency room, waiting room control officer. That's the gal at the desk, the sergeant in charge, if you will. And I was explaining what was going on, and she was interested in insurance information, those kinds of things. And finally I said, am I the only one here who's concerned?
Good on you.
And she said, yes.
Oh, man, that's, you know, unfortunately, yours is not the only experience of that nature. It's I hate to say that, really.
Well, here's what happened.
It just irritates the living lights out of me, but... you know, again, it's back to the same principle. There are some things that are under my control, and there are some things that where the system is completely broken. It's terrible.
Dr. Soren, as an emergency room doctor, are you allowed to walk around with pink slips and fire people?
I would love to, but I'm not.
I'm going to start carrying around. I'm going to print them up. And I'm going to start carrying in my pocket little pink slips the size of business cards to say, you're fired. That's applicable.
Hey, it's a good campaign slogan for Trump.
Yeah. Well, actually, when I lived in Virginia, they used to write articles, and this is in the very early early 90s, they used to write articles about this guy, this character who lived in the village. His name was F-I-R-E-M, Firem. I guess that'd be Southern for fire him. And they were talking about me. They referred to me in the articles that were written in the newspaper, the local newspaper. They referred to me by two names. One was Firem, because I would say that. I would go to these county meetings, and I would say, I'd stand up in front of the group, and I'd say, what would you do if this happened? And the crowd would yell, fire him! And so I was known as Fire him. And then the editor of the local newspaper also decided to write these other stories about this character named Napoleon Bony Parts. So I was known by two names, Napoleon Bony Parts and Fire him. And it's because, well, some of us need to take a stand. And the reason I asked about the pink slips and firing people, Dr. Soren, is if you got a chance to see what happens at the entry level when you go to that waiting room and you bring your loved one in there, and the delays that you see, and you see people shaking with meningitis, lying on across three or four or five chairs, shaking, and hours go by, and that person's not being treated. It's gut-wrenching. It's heartbreaking. And you wonder, well, is this really not a third-world country? What happened? What happened here? And that's why I asked if you could fire people, because I think it would be great, and just clean house. And then eventually they'd say, well, don't do that, because the last sergeant that was here at this desk, they fired her and the one before her and the one before her, so maybe you ought to get this right.
The issue is the system, really. It's not, the individuals certainly play a role, and there are those that I would love to give a pink slip, no question about it. But, if the system is such that emergency room is being used as a clinic or as a drug dealer's office, so to speak, where people get their, come to get their free drugs, that's taking up time and rooms and stay. Now, I'm not saying that, it's not my personal judgment here on this. You never know the circumstances, but the true emergency, less than 5%. Really?
Yeah. Hold that thought. When we come back, let's talk about endo barriers. Endo barriers. We'll be right back. How many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 A good stove is at the top of the list for any serious survivalist. That's why you have to see the full range at Emberlit.com. Simple, elegant, but extraordinarily efficient. Available in titanium or stainless steel, the Emberlit line of stoves are ultralight, pack flat, and work great. Fueled only by sticks and debris, from emergency situations to long-term survival, Emberlit stoves are up to the task. Emberlit, the most convenient, easy-to-carry wood stoves on the planet. See them all at Emberlit.com.